Lent, Week 4, Wednesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. Psalm 107. My heart is ready, O God, I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends, help with your right hand and reply. From his holy place God has made this promise, I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem, I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh, Ephraim I take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff, Moab I will use for my washbowl, on Edom I will plant my shoe, over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. The Lord has clothed me with a garment of justice and salvation. A canticle from Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called my delight in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you, and as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has clothed me in a garment of justice and salvation. I will praise my God all my days. Psalm 145. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Sion's God, from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will praise my God all my days. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, out of all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. It is because the Lord loves you, and is keeping the oath which he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters, and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Whoever listens to my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, says the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever listens to my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, says the Lord. Intercessions. Let us give thanks to God the Father, who cleanses our hearts and strengthens us in love through the Holy Spirit. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. May we always be grateful for all the goodness you have shown us, and may we bear our trials with patience. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. In the life of Jesus, you have shown us the way of love. Teach us to follow this way in the great and small events of life. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Grant us a spirit of self-denial, and move us to help our brothers and sisters in their need. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Let us bear witness in our bodies to the death of your Son, for in his body you have brought us to life. Give us, Lord, your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you crown the merits of the saints and pardon sinners when they repent. Forgive our sins now that we come before you, humbly confessing our guilt. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.